Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Look, that looked like tough sledding out there tonight. How hard was it to come in on short notice and have to play against not only a defense, but a very aggressive defense at that?
You know, I think we made some real positive stuff out there. It's just on a few drives we had. We just needed to get some things going. We had a few negative plays. There's a few plays I'd like back. I think we convert on that 4th and 2 and maybe put it in. Or maybe you're talking about a different game here. But that's football. So we got a lot of learning. I got a lot of learning. It was a good experience. And I just definitely wish the outcome was a whole lot different.
If you have to play Sunday, and it looks like there's every possibility that that's going to be the case, what do you take out of this game that are positives, building blocks, anything that can be the foundation for going to a very tough place to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we had some positive plays out there. I think we got some real drives going. It's just in those critical moments we got to find a way to convert and score some points. So I think some real building blocks in the sense of we made some real positive plays, had a few explosives, but ultimately you just got to finish at the end.
Well, one last question, though, and maybe this is just an education for the fans. To be the number 3 guy, you're on the practice squad. You're not the game plan guy. You're not the guy that the reps are built around in practice getting ready for tonight's game. So what about being, if you are elevated to the number 1 role, knowing all week in practice, in meetings, scouting report-wise, it's going to be building towards getting you as ready as you can be to go start?
Yeah, I think you just get the reps, and then you get to go out and actually play them rather than just the mental reps at practice. So, if they call my number, I'll be ready to roll, go out there and execute, and just be ready when they call me.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.